Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Why I Don't Want a 70th Birthday Party. Do I sound like a party pooper? I guess in this instance, I am. When I turned 65, I threw a huge anniversary and birthday party. My husband and I had been married 40 years, so we decided to combine the two celebrations into a big gala. We rented the upper room of a restaurant, selected entrees for a buffet dinner, hired a musician, and invited 80 people. We also opted for an open bar. It was fun, expensive, and exhausting. RSVPs trickled in slowly, so it was hard to get a handle on how many people would be attending. I spent a lot of time searching for entertainment and ended up hiring a guitarist recommended by a friend. We arrived at the restaurant 2 hours early to decorate, and there were a lot of last-minute questions, like where the guitarist would stand, where the buffet would be set up, where people would dance, and when the food should be brought out. The party was a blast, even though the first floor of the restaurant caught on fire. I had ordered some of the restaurant's famous fried pickles as an appetizer, but a bit of fried pickle grease popped from the pan onto a burner, igniting the fire. Firemen were summoned, fire trucks surrounded the building, the restaurant was evacuated, and we partied obliviously upstairs. My only hint that something was remiss was when a harried server told me there would be no fried pickles. I found out later they came close to evacuating all of us, but decided to let the party roll on after the firemen got things under control. Fortunately, the rest of the food had been cooked before the fire because the charred kitchen was unusable for several days. I'll take the trip. But the fire has nothing to do with why I don't want a party. I don't want one because it's too much work. When my husband asked me if I wanted to have a party or go on a trip, I didn't have to think twice. I said, trip. I don't care where we go, anywhere is fine. When I mentioned to my sister that I had a choice between a party and a trip, she said, have a party. Unlike me, she loves parties, especially if they're dress-up affairs with hot, single men in attendance. She said after the fire that she wished had known there were firemen downstairs. But I don't want to have a party, because I would need to put together a guest list, work up some evites, collect the missing addresses, and decide what to do when a third of the people didn't RSVP in time for me to figure out how much food to order. Do I sound like a party pooper? I guess in this instance I am, because the truth is, I have no desire whatsoever to throw myself a 70th birthday party. It's too much work. I'm not that crazy about parties, and I don't want to celebrate turning 70. Not that I'm ungrateful about reaching my 7th decade. I'm happy to be here and grateful for everything. I realize and acknowledge my blessings. But celebrating that milestone isn't on my bucket list. If someone else wants to throw me a party, do all the planning, invite the guests, the whole shebang, then fine. I'm down for that. Just invite me and I'll show up. But that's not going to happen. My kids are busy with jobs and families. My birthday isn't on their radar screen. My husband would happily throw me a party, but then I'd end up being heavily involved in the production, no matter how much he tried to spare me the details. Invite me to dinner and I'll go. Another reason I don't want a party is that I don't feel like standing around for hours chatting and receiving birthday wishes, when all I really want to do is curl up on the sofa with a good book. When it's your party, you have to stay until every last partygoer has left. You can't slip out early, no matter how tired you are. You also can't enjoy the food, because as soon as you take a bite and your mouth is full, somebody else comes over to wish you a happy birthday. So there you have it, the reasons I don't want a party. If someone decides to invite me to dinner, I'll go. If someone wants to plan a trip and whisk me off somewhere, I'll go. But I'm not throwing myself a party, no matter how many people think I should do something huge to ring in this decade, which, come to think of it, is only one decade away from 80. Did I just say 80? OMG, I can't even believe I'm turning 70. No parties, please. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.